Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. As I've said so many times, I know where I am. And it doesn't matter who is seeing me, whether it's been many times or first. There's the initial thought from humanity that says this cannot be. It's the voice you've been hearing for an hour. It's the man in the chair. How can it be more than the man in the chair? And I want to tell you that every single one of you has had this experience at some time. You've had precognitions. You've had intuitions. You've had things happen you can't explain. And you know there's more. The box is starting to open that would show the spirituality of humanity. Starting with the old souls, the most experienced on the planet. We're going to talk tonight about something perhaps you don't expect. It's the evolvement of the human spirit. And it starts with you. Those of you who would listen to this and come to a meeting like this, some of you will understand this and some of you won't. With free choice, we sit in front of you, first of all, to discern whether it's real. Number two, to feel the energy if you're discerning it. That's next. And the third, to realize who's talking. And who is talking is family. How can I tell you this? You know me. I know you. We are all part of that which is the creative source. Your role in this is your soul, which is connected to the creative source. And many of you sit here trying to connect with it in so many different ways. Some of you have been so successful, some of you have not. I've told you that beginning in 2013, the radio station, the metaphor of the vibration of meditation, of healing, of channeling, started to move. Literally, the frequency of transmission, if you want to use those words that you would understand, the frequency of transmission started to shift. And there were so many that were bothered because they felt they were losing that which was the connection to God. Healers felt it first. Readers, many of them stopped. There was more. And it was so difficult for so many. And we told you what was going on. And we said, stand by. Be quiet and listen. For that which was coming, which was a recalibration of the frequency, and grab it when you knew you were fine. Don't go into fear, we said. And some of you still are. Wondering what's going on and how things could be so different now. They were so much the same until then, and now they're different. I'll tell you right now, human being, there are those in this room, I know who's here, I know your name, who came to find out where the frequency is gone. And it is not linear. It's in your heart. It's there. His hand is out just saying, will you stop fearing it and grab a hold of it now? And if you do, and if you will, you're back on track, and it's an enhanced human that will do this. It's not that difficult. You got to suspend your belief of everything you've learned about what is proper, what is not proper, what you think you can do, and what you've been prohibited from doing. Is it correct for a man to sit in the chair and channel that from the creative source? Is it even possible? You got to deal with that one before you deal with the big one. Is it possible that you're the same? Connected with a silver tether to the creative source of the universe who knows who you are because you're part of it. in a way that's going to let you do so many things that you came for. Do you realize it's no mistake that you're here at this time, old soul? There are those in here who say, what is the old soul thing? It's you. Even if somebody brought you here and you're a drag along, you're an old soul, you wouldn't be coming. It doesn't require a decision that is a group. It doesn't require that you stand up or do anything except with your own heart and your own soul to say, is it real or not? And if it is, what are you going to do about it? I'll tell you more about that tonight. This is the most beautiful thing that has ever happened on this planet to the spiritual human being. The most experienced on the planet, the ones who have had the most lives, are the ones who come to these meetings. And they start to realize why they're here. It is not to do great things, dear ones. It's to do one thing. Connect with the source. And when you do, everything else comes with it automatically. What's your challenge today? Have you been focusing on the solution? Have you been focusing, perhaps, on the problem? It doesn't matter, because I can tell you, stop focusing on either and focus on your connection to the creative source. There is something here, we have called it the field, that is in support of the desire to connect to who you are. And when the connection starts to be made, everything else falls in line. Stop being so linear about the issues, and instead become comfortable with a condition. And the condition is you are part of a larger source. And that source is so powerful. It has all the answers. But as long as you sit there and dwell upon the issue, the source is just sitting waiting for you. And it's your family. I know who's here, and some of you are so aware of this. And you'll sit and smile and say, thank you, Spirit, that I found this meld, that I know what it is. Because I can stand from here with a smile and walk anywhere on the planet and know I'm all right. How would you like to stop worrying? Get out of fear. How would you like to live longer? It's all here, and that is the basics of this time. And it wasn't necessarily that way before 2012. You were too involved in a battle. There's a new battle. I'm getting ahead of myself. That I'm going to talk about tonight. But you were in survival mode, dear ones, and you know it. You knew a truth that was not acceptable to humanity. And many of you had to keep your light hidden so that others would not react. And there's only so many you could tell what you believed and how beautiful things were for you and the glory that you felt when you sat down connected to Source. And you couldn't tell anybody. Many of you couldn't even tell your family. I'm telling you, this has changed. There are more now starting to feel it. They may not agree, but they're not going to criticize. Because they're going to watch you become one who is balanced. And they're going to see a result, no longer unbalanced. Humanity has looked at those who are esoteric for years as those who are unbalanced and unrealistic. And now suddenly, dear ones, that's going to start changing to the ones who are balanced and have solution. And when you start showing that, others will come to you and say, how do you do it? I'm worried all the time. My joy factor is gone. How do you do it? You're always smiling. You have the same problems I have. How do you do it? And then you can start to tell them. You don't have to give them a cry-on book. I've said that before. On a personal level, how did you do it? Tell them you're connected to something bigger. It doesn't fly in the face of any belief system. It's intrinsic to every single human being to be connected in this way. And once you start being connected to a compassionate source, you become compassionate. It changes everything. I'm going to talk more again about this. This is a challenge for many. And you're going to see why and what's starting to happen on this planet with no more fence sitting, where you're going to start to see the black and the white more clearly in everything. And that is good news. Because then you're going to be able to discern and choose at a higher level than you ever were before. The beginning of a shift in consciousness is at hand. And I speak to the forerunners, the most experienced, the ones who have been shamans in the past, the ones who are healers here and readers here. I know who is here. It's going to get better. If you will relax and start to see that which is not visible, but so real. So many times we've said this before. What is it that you have invested that will keep you from the love of God? Why have you invested in a human condition that blocks the love of God? Have you thought about that? And that's exactly what it does. We'll talk more about that. All of these things come together in one package. It's a compassionate package of oneness, because you're all part of the same family. You support one another in ways you have no concept of. Right now, I'll tell some of you, there are those supporting you who you recently lost on this planet. I know who's here. It still hurts, doesn't it? Well, they're standing beside you. Maybe they'll give themselves away and you can smell them. There's an aroma to every single human. Just enough to prove I'm right. They're still here. And you will be too. To walk with your children in ways that are so strange and esoteric right now to the human being, but so obvious to a multidimensional compassionate source. That's it for now. And so it is.